I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, we've got a whale of a shoplifting attempt here from Bayonne, New Jersey. Bayonne Walmart, Sunday afternoon. Woman, 34-year-old woman from Jersey City, ends up getting charged with robbery, aggravated assault with a weapon, possession of a weapon for unlawful purchase purpose, and hindering apprehension. All this goes down after she fills a shopping cart with $235 worth of merchandise and leaves it at the self-checkout lane at the store. Then goes outside, grabs a discarded receipt from the garbage, then comes back and tells the store loss prevention agent, hey, this is my receipt. I got all the stuff. You know, I paid for all this. And then the guy's like, hey, let me see your receipt for a second. She bolts out to the car, throws all the stuff in the car, and then tries to bolt out of the parking lot. But one of those motorized scooters is going in front of her, and that thing's not moving fast enough for her. So she rams the motorized scooter, gets out, and starts...
Get a move on it, Grandma.
Starts arguing with the lady in the parking lot that's in the scooter. Then, when she sees the police cruiser arrive at that time, jumps back into the car, hits the motorized cart again, drags the cart about 10 feet before smashing head-on into the police cruiser. Twice into the motorized cart, and then the police cruiser, and then to the jailhouse.
Yeah, okay.
That's a tough way to go.
Yeah, it is. All right, and this story here comes to us from Air India. One of their flights was delayed because of angry bees. Well, when are they ever happy bees? It says angry
gregarious bees.
Yeah, yeah. An Air India flight was delayed by several hours after a swarm of bees landed on the cockpit window, attacking ground staff when they tried to remove them. They landed on the window just before the plane was due to leave with 136 passengers aboard. Ground staff tried to shoo the bees off, and that made them angry. When attempts to use the windscreen wipers failed, officials switched to Plan B and blasted them off with water. Oh, well, that'll do it. The flight eventually took off more than 3.5 hours later. Yeah, you probably should have gone water right away.
And finally, there's a woman on trial in Miami, 29-year-old Sherry Yuanowicz. And back in 2007, John, Sherry was just 17 years old and a practicing psychic. You know, she's working on being a psychic. Going to pull that together, and maybe that'll be the course for her life. I mean, she's just 17. But one of the first customers that she meets, one of the first potential customers she meets in the mall back in 2007 was a woman. And she told this woman, you got a curse on your family. I don't know if you know this, but she tries it out. You got a curse on your family. I can help you with that. I can remove the curse from your family. And so the woman says, oh, yeah, well, let's get that started because we've got to get that curse lifted.
What does that cost?
Well, over the course of 7 years, John, she paid the teenage psychic, $1.6 million.
Wait, it's got to be somebody who would do that for $150,000, I'm thinking.
No, $1.6 million if we want to lift the entire curse from all of your family. You know, you can go the cheap route and just get your immediate family.
Well, that's what I do.
You know, the stuff under your roof. But what about the brothers and sisters? What about your parents?
They got to pony up themselves.
Finally, in 2014, after 7 years and $1.6 million, apparently the psychic had a, you know, crisis of conscience or something and admitted it was all a scam. the 7 years you've been writing me checks, that was all BS. She was in court last week, sentenced to 3 years and 4 months in prison for wire fraud. Oh, John, and she has to pay back the woman.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's news.
I don't see happening.
Yeah.